Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What up?
Instead of more dogs, what if we had more aggressive orange otters?
Okay.
I mean, just saying. I was just informed that Luke Anderson's daughter's youth team is the aggressive orange otters, and I'm telling you, I'm here for it. I tell you right now.
I
don't want any more dogs. I want aggressive orange otters. I love youth team
Girl,
names.
You something else.
I have two nieces, and I can assure you that naming the team is probably the most important element of playing youth sports.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And as a matter of fact, I think I remember one of them telling me a story about how one girl cried when they did not name the team what she wanted.
Now, am I wrong? Because I'm out of the youth sports game, and to be honest with you, I was never really in the youth sports game. My kids were more into, like, individual things. We didn't do a lot of team sports in the Sakanik household, but I love that it's not the otters, it's the orange otters. Do we just now add the color to whatever team it is?
Well, they get creative, the kids.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just, I mean, you know, these are creative young minds.
Yeah.
You know, got to spice it up.
Like, someone came up with the orange, what rhymes with oil? What about otters? Well, is otters really scared? What if we're the aggressive orange otters? You know, that's not a Luke Anderson thing. You know, an 8-year-old girl sat down and was like, yeah, I got this. Aggressive orange otters. And everyone was like, oh, yeah. And I the hands in the middle, aggressive orange otters. I asked if there was merch to buy, but apparently the only shirt is a child's medium, which... Not certain that's gonna fit.
Do you think you could go AOO or like AU?
Ooh, even better.
Aggressive orange otter.
I love
A-O.
It. Yes.
That's our little rallying call.
Dude, that's the best. That you're right. It is the best part of U Sports, hands down. Is just the names. We're not the dragons. We're the purple dragons. We're not the otters. We're the orange otters. No. We're the aggressive orange otters. Shout out to Luke Anderson's aggressive orange otters.
We were just talking to Luke, and I guess I didn't know this, but I did pick up, you know, because I was listening to him when I'm driving into the program.
Yeah.
You know, I come to the studio in my car, you know, and I'm listening to The Fan, and I listen to his show, and he's always talking about pro sports. I never really knew this about him, but he hates college sports.
Really?
Did you know that?
I did not.
Yeah.
I thought he was a...
No, he hates it.
Really?
Yeah. He thinks they're dumb.
Huh.
And he also, he doesn't like the direction of them. And he says, you know, the Ducks, you know, the other point he made, and it's a good point, he said, my show is sandwiched between you guys who do a good job with it, and then the Ducks Insider Show, which that's all they do.
Sure.
So he's like, I don't need to talk about that stuff.
Well, it's a valid point.
Because I have noticed he's always talking about either the NFL or baseball.
Yeah.
Which I kind of like.
Yeah, look, you don't have to. This idea that you are pigeonholed to talk one thing, I disagree. I'm with him on this.
You talk whatever you want.
Exactly.
Whatever floats your boat. Now, if it's the aggressive orange otters, I said you should talk more U Sports. He goes, oh, no, I do. Every Monday, I update my listeners on the aggressive orange otters weekend shenanigans.
I've never coached a U Sports team.
Neither have I.
I was never.
Thank God.
Well, our job didn't. our job precludes us. I've never.
Yeah, we couldn't really do that.
No, you couldn't really do it.
I wouldn't have done it anyway, but.
Probably not. I had to, once in a while, I had to, like, fill in, because I couldn't make any practices, but I think maybe two or three times in my life, it was one of those, coach can't make the game Saturday, can you coach? And by coach, can you show up and stand on the sidelines and be like, oh, go that way? And I think that is about what I did. All right, what do we normally do? Who normally plays what position? Cool, go at it.
Go run lines.
So I think I've coached maybe one basketball game and maybe two soccer games. I think that is my coaching acumen. And then every now and then someone will be like, do you want to coach like an O-line like in high school? And I'm like, yeah, I can't really make that 3:30 practice, coach. Not really. Can't really do that. So sorry about that. Not certain I'd want to do that either, but, you know, maybe. Maybe.
All right. Well, big show. You know why?
Well, no show Friday.
That's right.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is a no show Friday, which the people love.
Yes.
But that means we won't be here.
No.
So we got to squeeze a lot into today's program.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, I'm riding high right now.
Yeah, you have a bunch of money. You're rich.
I'm rich. I'm rich, bitch. Now I'm $58 poorer, but then I was $227 richer.
Let me do some math. Hold on here.
Got to break out the old calculator there. So, you know.
Oh, the ups and downs of sports.
You ever see the old numbers that you leave on your calculator and wonder what?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What was I trying to figure out there? Yeah, it happens all the time.
227 minus 58.
Yeah, and then minus the 75, which was the bet that I had to make up the 227.
Yeah.
So,
oh.
You know, technically. So, you know, okay. 58 and
you
75.
You netted.
Yeah.
Yesterday on UMass football by being grotesquely wrong. $94.
Woo!
That's fantastic.
Which, by the way, that just means I have $94 to bet on something else stupid, preferably today.
Yeah. I think that's right.
Or maybe the next time we get a Maction Wednesday.
So we had, well, that'll be next week.
Yeah.
We had, we talked you into taking UMass to beat Northern Illinois. It's like their only chance to win a game.
Yes. Yeah, they were 0-8 and the worst team in college football. And somehow, look, it didn't take much convincing because I won the $58 on betting that Kent State would win a single football game. And they did that against UMass. Somehow, I got the notion mainly that you put in there that this was the game that UMass was going to do.
Don't blame me. I didn't place bet on anything. You did. But
I also did not take the 9.5 points. I took UMass on the money line.
Way more fun.
Yeah.
But it was over within the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, it was like 28-0, and I was like, I don't think we're making a comeback.
But what you did do was you went to the live betting ledger and you said, you know what? I'll just Northern Illinois is kicking their ass so bad. That I will, I think it was like at 30, the time, 25-0 or 28-0.
Something like that.
And you bet it minus 38.
Yeah, because I had it 33.5. We were talking about it, and I didn't quite pull the trigger. And then they scored again, and it went to 38.5. And I'm like, all right, jump on it at 38.5. Well, turns out 38.5 was a tasty number.
Never a doubt.
Never a doubt.
42-3 or 45-3.
I think it was 45-3.
45-3 final.
So,
So you're rich.
Yeah, double up to catch up, right? 94 extra bucks. Let's go.
You know what? That live betting can be great. It can also be absolutely the devil.
Well, I'm not going to lie. We got off the air with about 3.5 minutes to play, and Northern Illinois had the ball, and they were driving at about the 35. And I did have just this sinking, awful feeling that there was going to be like a pick six, or God forbid they were going to line up and kick a field goal and it was going to get blocked and get run back. And I'm like, this is how I lose. It's just UMass has done nothing all game and they're going to have one fluky, dumb touchdown and it's going to rip my heart out. Luckily, didn't happen. And now I'm $94 richer.
Yeah, theoretically, although Rufio says it's $94 of fake money, which is technically true unless you pull it out of your account.
But why would I do that when I can just wait around for the next time dumb comes up and now I have I bet $58 is it was just sitting there.
What Rufio doesn't know is that $94, while yes, technically fake right now, will soon be $2,000 US cash.
Absolutely.
It's just got to find a few bets to get it.
Yeah, matter of time. Matter of time. I like the idea of a random Maction Wednesday. I kind of like where
Maction's kind of fun to
bet. I like where we're going. What's the only reason you'd pay attention to that game?
He also says that UMass kicked a field goal to go down 45-3. We were watching that.
Yeah.
They set off fireworks at the stadium for that.
Also, too, when it was 45-0, the UMass kid caught a first down like on like a 15-yard completion, and he did get up and kind of taunt. And I was like, that's the sort of confidence I liked. You know, he did like the first down point, and then he did some little hand gesture, and I'm like, it is 45-0. Like,
but is it possible that that was their first down of the year?
I think that was like their fourth one of the game, but you know.
That kid sucks. For doing that, he sucks.
Oh, listen, you got to give him a little, you know.
What else are you doing?
The first down. Well, we stink. I'm telling
you, dude, it's about small victories. They're 0-9. Yeah. I mean, they're terrible.
As someone that played college football and a couple years we were not very good, even, let's be honest, even the years that we were good, it's not that much fun. I mean, I hate to spoil it. Like, everyone's like, man, it's the greatest. I'm like, not really. It's cool hanging out with your buddies. And for like an hour, games are fun.
Football sucks.
The amount of times that...
Look at that. There's a drop for
there
that.
There is a drop.
Football sucks, kind
of. The amount of times that maybe if you're a quarterback, it's awesome. But I promise you, being an interior lineman, there was at least 75% of the games that I played in that I or a teammate would turn to one another with about 2 minutes left to go in the half, and this exact phrase was uttered. Man, how awesome would it be right now if this was the fourth quarter and not the half?
I was a lie!
And you're like, dude, just it should be over right now. There were times where you'd be like on a 13-play drive, and you're like, dude, I really don't care. Can we either score or just like turn the ball over? Because I don't want to keep this drive going. And that's not me. I'm telling you, there are more football players that are like that than anyone wants to admit. And you can't say it publicly, but it's true. It's not that cool. And so to be at UMass playing in front of 9 people and it's 45-0 and you haven't won a game all year, the fact that those guys aren't like driving their cars off a bridge, Thelma and Louise style after that game, every one of those kids is a winner. I don't know how they do it.
Well, we've got big MVP news coming down here in about 45 minutes.
Yeah. Well, we had the Cy Young news, and now we're into the real awards now, finally.
Yeah, so Cal Raleigh or Aaron Judge?
Aaron Judge.
It's going to be Aaron Judge.
I think it is.
I think I've seen the betting markets went from like 80% for Aaron Judge up to 95% Judge.
Can you still place a wager on that?
I can't imagine.
No way.
Yeah, there's different kinds of... There's obviously the normal sites that you can go bet on, and then there's like stock that you can buy on certain players, and then there's just different types of wagering that you can do out there.
I'm taking a look here to see if there's anything that... I would imagine that the word is out. I mean, everyone knows. So if you're betting now, I can't imagine they'll let you do that.
It might be on Kalshi. You ever been on Kalshi?
I have not been on Kalshi.
Well, that's where it's like the... where you can bet on anything, you know, it's a big,
you can bet on like presidential stuff.
You can bet on anything.
Yeah.
I mean anything. And the only difference is that you're not betting against the house. Someone else is taking it. The other side.
Is that how they get around that? That's how it's legal,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. That's it right there. Yeah. Yeah. And then sometimes you'll want to bet something on there and it will say, sorry, there's no one who wants the other side of that bet. So you can't take it. But yeah, it's pretty cool. You can bet on, I mean, politics. Dude, it's Kalshi. Hmm. I don't really do anything on it.
Yeah.
But it's really fun to kind of get in there and look at the odds. And
see how.
I mean, just on anything.
Yeah.
Dude.
And by the way, at least on the one that I bet on, you cannot. The MVP betting is closed. You can bet on next year's World Series, and they got all those futures up, but there is no MVP betting.
So, like, I clicked on culture.
Mm-hmm.
Top U.S. Netflix movie this week.
That's kind of fun.
I can bet on that.
This is like when Seinfeld, they had the episode where Kramer and that Texas guy were betting on which plane was going to land first. Like, they'd be at the airport, and both planes were scheduled to land at 4:05, and you would bet on, you know, Dallas to LaGuardia, or are you taking Houston? Which one lands first?
Top artist on Spotify this year, Bad Bunny, sitting at 96%, with Taylor Swift at 4. Number one search person on Google this year, 47%, Pope Leo.
I think that is exactly the tweet screenshot I was looking at. That this call she had Aaron Judge at 95% as of last night.
Is that
night.
What it is?
Yeah. Cal Raleigh at 5%.
So Aaron Judge is.
Aaron Judge is good.
Let me see if it's still on here.
Because like I said, there's well, it shocks me. You can bet on anything. The one that gets me is you can bet on the results of like WWE matches, which I just.
Really?
I don't know how that's a thing, because now the WWF got bought up by the same company, the conglomerate that owns like the UFC and stuff, and so they're promoting it like on ESPN, and you can wager on who wins WrestleMania, and I'm like, it's scripted. How that's like betting on, does the Phantom win? You go see Phantom of the Opera. Like, I don't know. I think the Phantom gets away with this one. You're like, what?
So they have, you can still bet it. AL MVP winner.
Yeah.
I'm going to put $100 on Judge, and I'm going to see if somebody will take the other side of it.
I love this.
If I win, I get $101.
I was going to say, there has to be massive, yeah.
So I get my $100 back.
Why would you do that?
Plus $1.
Oh, there's a Mariners fan out there that would.
I'll make that. You don't have to do that. I'll take that deal with you right now.
There's a Mariners fan out there that would. Like, no, I still believe in Cal.
I give you $1, and if you lose, you give me $100. Let's go.
Yeah, no, that's it. That's the bet.
I will take Cal Raleigh in this bet right now.
Hold on. Let me go back to that.
You don't have to be surging for anyone. I'm right here.
Cal Raleigh. So if I bet $100 on Cal.
Oh, it's going to be astronomical.
It's going to give me $1,775 US.
Aaron Judge is winning the MVP.
Yeah.
That's kind of, you know.
Well, it sucks. I mean, we're Northwesterners, sure. You know, and Cal Raleigh, unique. Well,
it's the greatest
candidacy.
It's the greatest. Now, he didn't win the gold glove, but he's in the running for it every year. It's the greatest season in catcher history. I mean, I wanted Cal to win, not because, you know, Mariners or whatever. I think he had a historic season for a catcher, and Aaron Judge had a great season, but it's not like he did something we haven't seen before. Cal Raleigh did something we haven't seen before.
They actually kept him off the Gold Glove finalist this year.
Yeah.
Unbelievably so.
Like, we can talk more about it when the award comes out. It's supposed to be at 4.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think Aaron Judge should be MVP.
Yeah, I get it.
Cal Raleigh had a great year, but Aaron Judge is somehow underrated. Mm. Like, I feel like we don't give Aaron Judge enough credit. He is absolutely generational, otherworldly, amazing.
Yeah.
And the stats back it up. Like he had an incredible season.
Yeah.
But I think we're just so used to it that we're just like, whatever.
Well, we do.
Just give it to Raleigh.
We get numb.
I mean, he's everything.
Yeah. But we do this. The only one we've never done this with is Bonds. Everyone else we got numb to. We got numb to LeBron. We got numb to Michael. You know, you get numb to everybody. Bonds is the only, and somehow we haven't gotten numb to Shohei either, because he's about ready to put his fourth.
Yeah, he's at 99%.
He's going to win his fourth, and I believe the only player to win more than four is Barry Bonds. I think there might be one or two other that have won four, but Ohtani now only trails Barry Bonds. And that's, you know, we don't get sick of him, and I wonder eventually if we do, but you know, he's going to win another one.
Bonds has 7.
Bonds has 7. And I don't think anyone else has 5.
Yogi has 3.
Yeah.
DiMaggio 3. Mantle 3. Fox 3. Campanella 3. Musial 3. Shohei 3. Trout 3. Pujols 3. A-Rod 3.
So he'll be the only one with 4 then.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, it goes from 3 to 7.
3 to 7. I thought there was someone else with 4, but no. So he will stand alone in second place. And he's what, 28 years old? 29?
Yes.
I don't think he gets to Bonds, but you want to talk about a special player. You're watching.
Oh, he's 31.
He's 31? I thought he was younger than that. Okay.
He's an old man. All right. Just had a baby.
So maybe he gets, does he get one or two more? Get the 5, but you know.
Well.
He needs to get on that Bonds program, get that big head going.
I don't know. It's one, he's got to stay healthy, and two, it's just one of those things where, again, we might just grow tired of it.
Yeah.
And just be like, you know.
You got 4.
I'm going to give it to someone else. All right, our college football weekend look ahead is where we begin next on the
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Well, I was just looking through the college slate. And by the way, we said we had no show Friday tomorrow. Mm-hmm. That's because the Ducks are on against Minnesota.
Yes.
So you want to tune in and hear the...
Row the boat.
Hear the Ducks game.
And I'll be here after, hosting the post-game show with Joe.
So. Oh, there you go.
Well, there you go.
Hot takes from one Jordan Schultz.
Appreciate you.
Yeah. I mean, I won't be listening, but I'm sure there will be people...
I would expect nothing less of you, Rob. I hope you are 4 glasses of wine deep at that point,
yes,
if not
sir.
More.
You know me well.
This is a late kick, or is it?
It's a 6 p.m.
Yeah,
kick,
I was going
right?
to say, I think it's a late kick.
So. Yeah, so we'll be on. I mean, God.
But see, you're on for all the peeps driving out and home.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's what's great.
And then Friday night, it'll be everybody out, like, probably on their way to their nighttime destination or whatever their Friday plans are. So, that'll be fun.
Yeah, but you never really hear it in, like, an Uber, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Quit making excuses, Rob.
Well, you know, I mean...
Tune in to the Schnitzel Wolf. He wants you to listen, for God's sakes.
I won't be listening.
He showed you some radio teat, and you're not taking the cue. He's trying to give you a little, like, yeah, you like this? And you're like, no.
Have you ever heard the fan on in an Uber?
Actually, yes.
Have you?
I have.
I haven't.
I've run into a couple of people that know who you guys and our whole staff is, so it's kind of fun.
I don't know if I have. I do see us... Well, I used to see us on TV lots of places... I was at a
are we still on TV?
Are we still the CW?
We are on the CW right now.
CW?
Gentlemen.
Wow.
Yeah. Back in the day.
Hi there.
Hi, Mom.
I used to find it odd because they would rerun our show at like weird hours. So you would head into like Spice.
What's Spice?
I don't know. I think it's a trading market.
Spice store?
Yeah, where you get like coriander and things like that.
What?
And lovely ladies trade spices. And you'd be in there and like just like lording over like the stage is just our heads. And I was like, this is odd.
Or hot.
Or hot, yeah.
I think it's why so many guys love you.
Yeah. It's possible.
We're everywhere.
Yeah. By the way, that didn't impress a single girl there. It impresses a lot of dudes. A lot of dudes. Hey, man. The girl's like, what? Huh? But the dude sitting next to you, that guy thought it was awesome.
It's amazing the way I don't hear any applause for that.
Yeah, nothing.
Well, guys, I was just looking at the college football slate for the weekend, and seems to me what jumped out was, one, we have weird games. We have Iowa playing USC.
Yeah.
And we have UCLA playing Ohio State.
Yeah. A little strange.
That's weird.
We're still getting used to the whole Big Ten, you know, the Big Ten slate.
But what jumped out to me was Texas and Oklahoma can toss real wrenches into the SEC race.
Oh, yeah.
They are on the road at Georgia and Alabama, respectively.
Now, I think more than likely what happens is we just stop talking about Texas and Oklahoma. But you are 100% right that if Texas and Oklahoma win, not only is that massive for Texas and Oklahoma, but it's dreadful for everyone else, because then you're still talking about a two-loss Alabama team and a two-loss Georgia team that probably still are in serious contention. So it gobbles up a couple extra spots. So if you're another Big Ten team, if you're the second Big 12 team, an ACC team, something like that.
That would be the SEC's path to like six teams in.
Yeah, because Georgia and Bama are not going to be eliminated by a close loss against, I think Texas is what, 10th? 10-11, am I not mistaken? And
Something like, yeah. And
Oklahoma, I believe, is because there's a difference between the AP ratings. I hate now when I look up games and they give me the AP rating. Don't do that. Just give me the college football ranking. Both are either top 10 or borderline top 10. And if those are close losses, Alabama and Georgia are going nowhere, and neither are Texas and Oklahoma. So if you don't want to see six SEC teams, you are actually a Georgia and an Alabama fan looking to just cut the knees off at those two schools and just end
it. So Texas plays Georgia, and they also play A&M
at the end,
the last game Thanksgiving weekend.
And so of the teams that are in that control their own destiny, Texas has probably the hardest path. Georgia, Arkansas, A&M. Pitt also has an absolute nut cruncher of a schedule. So they're 7-2, and I think are 20-21-ish, and they can make their run, but they've got Notre Dame 9, Georgia Tech 16, and Miami 15. So, and they got a cruncher as well, but they control technically their own destiny. Pitt wins out, you're going probably to the ACC title game and possibly guaranteeing your spot win or lose. Although you get two losses in the ACC, you probably have to win that game.
You know who no one's talking about that could very easily be undefeated right now is Ole Miss.
Yeah.
They only have one loss, and it was that game at Georgia, and they absolutely blew it.
Yes.
They had Georgia, and they lost in the second half. They play Florida this week, should win, and then they play at Mississippi State, and they're done.
Yeah.
So there's another SEC team with one loss.
Yeah.
Well, most likely.
Look, you're going to get a lot of SEC teams
in. And they're good.
It's just a matter of how many. So just deal with it and stop complaining. Like, it's just...
Hey, who's complaining?
Well, everyone else. Because the truth of the matter is...
A lot of people.
I mean, I hear from fans, other coaches from conferences are complaining about the SEC. You can't...
A lot of people saying...
Oregon does not want to play Ole Miss's schedule. Neither does Ohio State. No one does. They're not fun schedules, and not every SEC schedule is created equal. And Ole Miss's is actually, I think, isn't that bad. But, like, I got to pull up. Like, Oklahoma's, we all really like Oregon, and I think Oregon is capable of on any given day, when healthy, beating anyone in the country. But we've seen Oregon, you know, kind of get by the skin of their teeth. They've played three quality teams, right? And I'm going to say you significantly lost by one, but Indiana was just better than you. You needed overtime to beat a Penn State team, which, you know, now that doesn't look so good, but at the time, I still give you credit for it. And you eked out a rock fight win against Iowa. You really think that they, if you're Oregon, you wanted to play Michigan, Auburn, Texas, South Carolina, Ole Miss, Tennessee, Alabama, Missouri, and LSU? No one wants to play that.
Four-loss team.
It's possible.
No, I think they are a full-loss team in the SEC this year.
You just don't. Yeah.
Maybe not last year.
Not last year. I think last year you would have been much better, but it's just, it's a
gauntlet.
It's tough, man.
It really is.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why, as I was looking at Texas and Oklahoma, I think it's interesting. Like, I just, and this is probably based on nothing and shouldn't matter one bit, but I just don't see how Texas and Oklahoma are going to go into Georgia and Alabama and win.
I would agree.
In November. I just don't see that. No. I still just think of them as Big 12. I mean, I know they're good. I know Texas has been good. I know Oklahoma's a lot better this year, and they have Mateer now. And they beat Alabama last year, Oklahoma did.
Yeah.
I just don't
see
how they go in and win these two games in November in hostile SEC territory with so much on the line.
And I'm with you. And I've seen enough of Texas, and obviously they've looked better. I was really impressed with the Oklahoma game, but that was more so that Oklahoma's offense, which, you know, with Mateer has kind of fallen off a cliff here, and I know he's dealing with some injuries, but I watched Texas eke out a win at Kentucky. They were getting their asses whipped by Mississippi State. Somehow they found a way, and I give them all the credit in the world. And then Vanderbilt, they were up big, and then Vandy made a comeback, but Texas was better than Vanderbilt. So I give Texas credit. Like, it's like we did with Oregon and Iowa. Not every game is going to be pretty, and you find gutsy ways to win, and they are finding gutsy ways to win. Kentucky and Mississippi State could have gone the other way. Certainly Mississippi State should have. When I watch Texas, especially from an offensive standpoint, it's the same thing with Oklahoma. Their defenses look the part. Nothing about either one of those offenses, nothing, to me, looks like a contender. And I think when you play the more well-rounded teams, and that's going to be Alabama and Georgia, I'm with you. I think both of those are losses this weekend. And if they're not, all the credit in the world, tip the cap, and you have every right to stake your claim to be in a playoff team.
Well, it would be just like college football in Texas to win and then beat Texas A&M and backdoor into the tournament and be, you know, yeah. I mean, it would be. Yeah. It's like, but I just don't have any faith in Sark. And Oklahoma, I don't know.
Offensively, they're not very good.
I think Alabama's better than Georgia, so I think Oklahoma has a tougher game.
Yeah.
And they got the revenge factor.
Yeah.
I don't know. Unless Mateer has not been the same since the hand injury.
He has not.
And that's a huge problem.
Yes.
But their defense is legit.
Oklahoma's defense is legit, but they just, you know, they don't look very good on the offensive side of the ball, period. End of story.
All right. Well, we don't have much Oregon-Minnesota breakdown for you because, well, it's Minnesota, but the spread's 25. I mean, I don't know.
Take the Gophers and the points? I don't know.
I mean, I would be inclined to. I mean, I'm not going to, but I would be. Like, if you had sports gun to my temple and said bet one side or the other, I'd probably take Minnesota.
Yeah.
One, I think maybe there's some rain coming. I'm not sure, but
I think there is, yes. I don't think it's going to be like it's been the last couple weeks, but yes, I do think it's supposed to rain.
I think that Fleck's a good coach. I mean, I don't know if they're any good, but Fleck's a good coach. And then three, Oregon's offense has been pretty shaky.
Yeah, and we'll see. They
might milk some clock in this one.
And we'll see where the injuries, you know.
Yeah.
We'll see where the injuries, you know, pop up.
So, I don't know. So, there is the ROP jinx, which means Oregon 60, Minnesota 10.
At least according to this, not too bad tomorrow. May get some, there's not much chance of rain according to the Weather Channel in Eugene tomorrow.
Good. So. Yeah, especially in the evening.
So, should be okay.
All right.
And not too cold. Should be all right.
Dusty not going to get wet out there.
Doesn't sound like it. And maybe this is a chance for Oregon to start to get comfortable. Because you do. At some point, you have to realize that these receivers may not come back. You hope they come back. And Sadiq and these guys. But start trying to build some continuity. If I had to take one thing out of this game that I would like to see is Dante Moore come out, throw the ball early, get in a rhythm, get some of those guys going, and get this passing game looking like it did at the beginning of the season, because USC can score. Washington, I don't know what you can get from Washington. Sometimes they can, sometimes they can't. In theory, they have a dynamic offense. But either way, college playoff time, you're going to have to be able to throw the ball at a better clip than what you have done so far. So get some rhythm going. That's what I want to see from the Minnesota game.
If you're wondering, Dan Lanning will not be on today, as it is a short week.
Yeah.
Coming up next, can't say I've ever seen this, NFL edition. We will get to that when we return, but first, Schultzy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, now to the NFL, where we have a scenario that I'm not sure I've ever seen. Now, I will preface this by saying that I don't often check this.
Okay. So this may be common, you just don't see it.
I don't think it's common.
Okay.
But, and that's why I bring it up. But I can't confirm if it's happened before. I'm sure it's happened before, but I don't think this is very common. What I'm speaking of is that the odds-on favorite to win the Super Bowl right now is not in the playoffs if they started today.
Would that be the Chiefs?
Yes.
They're the odds-on favorite right now?
Yeah. I just checked it.
And they're 5-1. Yes, I didn't when you said that.
They're 5-4.
5-4. What did I say?
You said 5-1.
Oh, sorry. 5-4.
You took 3 losses off the board just for nothing.
Yeah, well, it's Patrick
Mahomes. Can't do that.
5-4. And yes, I did know that if they started today, they would not make the playoffs.
Yeah, but no. They'll be a playoff. Everyone trusts them. Yeah. That's probably why they're the odds-on favorite to win the Super Bowl. But I can't imagine that's happened very often. We're not in week 4, man.
No, like, I mean, you're halfway through the season.
We're more than halfway through the season. What is this, week 11?
Yeah, I mean, every team, I think at this point, has played 9 or 10 games. So 17,
I would say, home stretch?
The home stretch is the final 4, maybe 5 games.
Well, what are we calling this then?
Yeah, we're in the third quarter. Because the way it was, and now with the 17th game, that's like overtime, but when... Most NFL coaches, they always view the season in 4 quarters. So 4 games at a time. Never make any, and this is what I say, never make any judgments other than a four game stretch. And teams can radically shift, just like games can radically shift. So we're 9 to 10 games in. You are in the third quarter, but we have not entered the fourth quarter just yet, and we're not in overtime. But, you know, I mean, when you're sitting there at 5-4, and you're down, and you look around at like the playoff picture, and there's 2 teams in your division. One's 8-2 that you're not catching. The other one is 7-3, which you might catch because of their injury problems. Dude, you're down by 10 in the third quarter. I mean, that's not great, but there's plenty of time.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's weird about it to me. It's like if they don't win in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm getting at is the big game this weekend. Even though a lot of people are talking about Lions Eagles.
Yeah.
It's Kansas City at Denver.
It's huge.
Because if they don't win that game in Denver, they will be 1-2 in the division, while the Chargers will be 3-0, and the Broncos would improve to 2-1. They would definitely have to sweep the final 4 divisional games and still get some help to win the division. If they don't win the division, have we ever had a more feared wild card weekend road team than what the Chiefs would be?
No, and I do not think they're going to win the division. I just don't. But they will make the postseason because, you know, you look at it, the Dolphins aren't going to do anything. We know the Jets. No. So we're assuming that New England wins that division. Maybe Buffalo comes back, but those are 2 playoff teams. Look at New England. There's not a lot of losses. So there's New England and chalked it off. I'm fairly confident that the AFC North is going to have 1 team and 1 team only. Like, I don't know if you've seen, like, Pittsburgh leads that division. They won't after this week. Baltimore is going to win again. Baltimore will win that division. Have you seen some of the offensive numbers for Aaron Rodgers? Aaron Rodgers, statistically speaking, is one of the 5 worst quarterbacks in the league right now.
Like, well, I don't need to see the stats. I've watched him
they're
enough.
Bad.
He's
bad.
He is really rough. Like, I've never seen him this bad.
No.
Now, he is, in some of these matchups, he has been running for his life. Like, the Chargers, he had no chance.
Yeah.
Second half against Green Bay, he had no chance. No. But even when, I'm trying to think of a team they played that he had time back there. He's got, I mean, his arm strength is still there, but he's wildly inaccurate.
Yes.
Overthrowing guys, like he is not good.
Yeah, he is bad. And this was the problem. When they signed him, Aaron Rodgers is not interested in playing real offensive football anymore. He's just not. Aaron Rodgers wants to do everything pre-snap, predetermined. He has the lowest time to throw in the NFL. Aaron Rodgers is coming up, and this was why a lot of teams got frustrated with him and didn't want him to run their offense, because it's not going to be their offense. Aaron Rodgers is coming up to the line and saying, I'm predetermined where I'm going with the ball, half field reads, and it's all just three-step drop, get it out of my hand. He doesn't want to play the position. He doesn't want to get hit. He doesn't want to run around, and he just wants to dump it off. I mean, it's not a real offense right now. So one team out of the AFC North. AFC South, you might think there's two in there, depending on what you think in Jacksonville. I still think more than likely that's probably a one, maybe two. And then you look in the AFC West, you're going to get three. Chargers, Broncos, and Kansas City. So Kansas City's a playoff team. Even if they lose this game and they go to 5-5, which is not great, I don't see Kansas City not getting, I don't see Kansas City failing to miss the playoffs. Not because their record is going to be so great. I just don't know who else is going to knock them out. It's kind of a weak, middle of the road AFC right now.
But even if, I think we all trust Kansas City.
Yes.
And should.
Yes.
But this is a huge, huge game in Denver.
It's monster. Well, look, the next, and not only this, but do you know who they have after Denver?
Yeah, they play Indy.
They play Indy.
Yeah.
I mean, this is...
That's not easy.
This is a bit... God forbid if... Because they can... They're at Denver. Denver is offensively very limited. They play in weird stretches. They get like one good quarter out of Bo Nix seemingly every five quarters.
Wait, no.
yes.
No.
Yes.
Did you see the tweet from Zach Stevens, a Denver sports reporter?
What are we tweeting now?
He tweeted, Bo Nix has nearly identical stats as Patrick Mahomes since Bo entered the NFL in 2024.
Please stop.
Here are the numbers, according to Zach Stevens.
Jeez.
Mahomes, 6,277 passing yards. Okay.
Sure.
Bo Nix, 5,901.
Yeah.
Pass tutties, Mahomes, 43. Nix, 47. Let's see. INTs, Mahomes, 16. Bo Nix, 20. Rush yards, Pat Mahomes, 592.
Same player.
Bo Nix, 635. Rush tutties, Mahomes 6, Nix 7. Same quarterback as far as I can tell.
Same quarterback.
Am I wrong? Prove me wrong.
Yeah, prove me wrong. But Denver is capable, obviously, of beating them. And that puts you at 5-5. All of a sudden, that game with Indy coming to town, that becomes borderline must win. So, I mean, these next 2 weeks are huge.
Well,
for
if they
Kansas
lose
City.
To Denver, it's even more of them.
That's what I'm saying.
Mean, I thought you said if they beat Denver.
No. If Denver, if they lose to Denver and they're sitting there at 5-5, they'd be 5-5. Oh my God. All of a sudden, that game is a monster game. Now, the rest of their schedule, it softens up. Cowboys, Texans, there's Chargers, Titans, and then Broncos, Raiders. Again, I still think they get in. But boy, you lose this one, the margin for error starts to get real thin, and that Colts game is going to be enormous.
Okay, a couple of other NFL tidbits, which we will get to coming up next. My Patriots back out there tonight. Are you excited?
No, not really.
Why not?
No, it's the Jets.
You think the Jets can nip them out there?
You know
on
what?
Thursday night football?
No, I don't. New England, much like Denver for different reasons, like, Bo Nix is fine. Bo Nix is the worst part of that Broncos team. But they're good. And that's, New England has their own deficiencies. Drake May is the best part of that team. They're good. And good teams should not lose against crappy teams that have had fire sales.
New England will win tonight.
So I feel confident that New England will take care of business.
Eight straight,
yeah.
If they do.
Yeah.
Seattle playing in LA as well. We'll get to that when we return on The Fan. Yeah, a couple of other NFL games worth noting this weekend. One will be right here on The Fan, and that is our Seahawks taking on your Rams.
I see. this may not be the significance of Denver, Kansas City. I think this is the best game of the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I think you can make a strong case that these are the two best teams in the NFL, and I want to see it. And I believe in Seattle. I think Seattle, at the start of the year, I believe Seattle was a playoff team. I liked them a little more than most. I didn't see this. I didn't think we'd be 10 weeks in and I'd be saying that you can make a strong case they're the best team in football. And I do believe that. I think you can make a strong case at 7-2. That being said, Steelers, Saints, Cardinals, Jags, Texans, Commanders, Cardinals. And this is what I say every year. Be wary of teams with 10 wins and no signature wins. And right now, they do not own a signature win. They have a loss. Now, to be fair, they're also one of the few teams that has not been soundly beat. They have not played a game where they have not been significantly outplayed. Like, they had no business losing to the Niners, and the Buccaneers was just a shootout back and forth, last team that had the ball. And I like the Buccaneers. They're a good team. But there's not a signature win on that. So I think this is a monster game for them that if you go in there on the road and beat what I think, when healthy, as good as any team in the NFL, it really legitimizes you. If you lose this, you're going to beat the Titans, you're going to beat the Vikings, you're going to beat the Falcons. Like, there's your 10 wins. And at that point, are you the Miami Dolphins? I mean, we've seen this. We've seen Miami be a 10 or 11 win team. We saw last year Minnesota, I think, be a 12 win team. But they didn't beat anybody. And now you got Sam Darnold, and Sam Darnold's having a great year, but Sam Darnold had a great year last year at Minnesota until he played real teams, and the Lions depanced him, and they got into the postseason, and then do jack squat against who, by the way? These Rams. So I just think this is a monster game for validation. Not that Seattle isn't good, not that Seattle isn't a playoff team, but validation that the Seahawks are one of the elite teams in the NFL. And I just don't think you can go in there and lay an egg. I don't necessarily think maybe you have to win. You know, if you lose a game and it's a field goal game, okay, you know, it's that stings in the division. But I just don't think you can go in there and have Sam Darnold look the way he did when Minnesota got exposed at the end of the year against Detroit last year.
Well, Rams got a pretty nasty pass rush.
Yes, they do.
So, and this is a great test.
Yeah, and the Seahawks offensive line has been playing better. Center and guard for most of this year have been they haven't been great. And the last couple weeks, it has looked a lot better. And you're getting good tackle play. Zabel has been a great addition to that O-line. And now you face a Rams defense that is, look, as far as creative teams go, there's no more creative team in the NFL, offense and defense, than the Rams. They throw out a lot of different looks at you, both sides of the ball, and you got to be buttoned up. It's the test of tests.
We also have the Bucks at the Bills.
Yeah.
I would imagine Buffalo bounces back, but I don't know, man. They don't look right.
No.
They look weird.
Well,
it's a weird year for Buffalo.
They don't have anybody that can catch the ball. And Josh Allen is playing a little, when they can't run the ball, they're in a lot of trouble.
Teams have kind of figured that out, right? Like,
yeah.
they know that.
Yep.
And so they're forcing Josh Allen is not Superman.
No.
And I think teams are finally figuring that out.
Yeah. And then you look at the turnovers have kind of come back, and that's scary. Cause last year, you know, you this was the thing with Allen was, remember, it was like the red zone turnovers, and it was like, hey, we're going to play more conservative and we're not going to turn the ball over. And that's great. Well, this year you're playing conservative, but the turnovers are there. And so if you're going to have turnovers, then you got to have explosive plays. You can live with some element of turnovers if you're slinging the ball downfield Brett Favre style and there's explosive plays. But when you're really conservative and you're playing kind of a boring brand of offense and you're turning the ball over, your offense just sucks. And it's kind of scary. And now you've got a tight end injury, which was a huge part of what you were doing, because you don't really, I don't think they have a receiver that's even, I got to look this up. I think their leading receiver has less than 500 yards. Actual wide receiver. I'm going to pull this up and see.
By the way, they almost blew that, or they came back and won the Baltimore game.
Yeah.
They didn't win that. I mean, they should have lost that game.
Yeah.
They don't win that. They're 5-4, just like the Chiefs are.
Yeah. Shakur, 557 yards with three touchdowns. I mean, it's not it's just, it's not great. They are relying on obviously the heavy sets and jumbo stuff and tight end play. And now there's an injury there and
they didn't pull off a trade either.
No. And you gotta,
weird.
You gotta find someone on the outside that Josh Allen can stretch the field a little bit. Cause right now you're playing a condensed form and it's not working. And you know, there's ways to work your way out of this. And Josh Allen is still Josh Allen, but of the contending teams, like this is a concern that I think is a legitimate concern, not a, oh, well, everything will be fine. I think this is more of a, just kind of keep an eye on this because this seems to be something that could be problematic as this season rolls on.
Well, you know, the other thing too is their offensive coordinator may be talking about a college job right now.
Yes.
Because that's Joe Brady.
Yep.
And he's been mentioned for the LSU job, a couple of other gigs. Yep. Maybe his eyes off the ball too.
Yeah. And on top of that, you've lost a couple defensive linemen to go along with that. So the defense is getting nicked up a little bit. So, you know, and I'm telling you, look at New England, who already owns a win over you. Look at New England's schedule and tell me where those losses are.
Do the Bills and the Chiefs go on the road wild card weekend?
I think so. I really do.
That's wild.
If you ask me right now who wins those divisions, I think it's the Denver Broncos and I think it's the New England Patriots.
Damn.
Yeah, we could see Allen and Mahomes both on the road, and that's just not something coming into this year that that we thought. And you know, and Kincaid and you know being hurt, and it's just not great. I'm surprised that Buffalo didn't address this at the deadline when there were so many moves. I thought that was an interesting decision by Buffalo to stay put.
All right, we're gonna find out who really wins the AL MVP coming up next. Not Dan Lanning, as it's a short week. He will not be joining us. And the Pac-12 is headed to USA Network. All of those items coming up on The Fan.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.